Okay, we could expect departure in 2 minutes.
Oh, great, I'm the old guy now. Fantastic. There I was, settling in for a flight to Miami, my hat resting on my knee just like Grandpa, when I thought, my hat is resting on my knee just like Grandpa. First, you're cursing the senior citizens on your breath to get the hell out of the road and stow their carry-on already, and then one day, it's you. It all started with the bright orange conversation-stopping earplugs. I used to squeeze them into my head just for an in-flight nap, but now they're in from gate to gate, filtering out the stupid TVs in the lounge, the attention ladies and gentlemen announcements, the loud talkers, the screaming kids, and my new pet peeve, flight attendants who yell, which is most of them, and often in three languages. When did I become such a delicate sparrow? It doesn't stop there. My glasses are now on a string around my neck, which, when I travel, get loaded with crumbs and flecks of shiny chicken gravy. No wonder I can't read the foreign landing cards. Advanced seat selection? That now includes a thought as to how far I'm sitting from the toilet. Let's not even get into the CPAP machine. Before too long, I'll be getting a lift to the gate with one of those beepy old people movers. Again, super, super loud. I may be in a wheelchair one day, but I will still be going to the airport, hell or high water. And too bad for you.